please. I needed that. Dad, is that you? Oh God. Just give me a sec, okay? Okay, I'm decent. You can come in. Hey, Dad. No, I'm okay. I was just taking a nap. What's up? School's okay, I guess. Yeah, the packed lunch you made me was great, so thanks for doing that. I know you're really busy, but you always take time to look after me, and I just want you to know how much I appreciate that. What's this? Lunch money. Oh, thank you. But does that mean... Oh, I see. You need to leave earlier in the morning so you won't be able to. I get that. No worries. I'll just get something from the supermarket. It's cheaper than the school cafeteria anyway. But what about you? I'm guessing they don't offer free food in your break room anymore since the cutbacks. You'll just wait till you get home? Dad, you can't do that. You have to eat too. I know you're always prioritizing my well-being, but you have to take care of yourself. I just hate seeing you like this. You're always working, taking overtime whenever you can get it. You barely have a social life anymore or any free time for yourself, and it's starting to show. You bring so much work back home with you. You're not eating much, and I know you're not getting a ton of sleep lately. You're starting to look kind of pale and tired all the time. It's not right, Dad. Ugh, come on. You don't have to play the tough guy in front of me. I'm your daughter. You can tell me anything. You're really okay? All right, if you say so, but maybe take a nap or something for me, okay? Hey, this is a lot of money. Is this for something else besides food? You've been saving it up for my birthday? Dad, I can't take this. I know, okay, we've really had to tighten our belts lately, but it's okay. I don't want you to feel guilty about that. It's not your fault. You don't have to make up for it like this. I mean, I guess I could go out with my friends. It's been a while since we've hung out. You know, Sarah and Janine are like always wanting me to go to the movies or shopping, and I think you know where I'm going with this. I don't know. I guess I just don't want them to know about our situation. Like I said, it's not your fault. Mom's the one to blame for all this. Look, I know you loved her a lot, Dad. I did too. But right now, I'm just so fucking angry at her. What was she thinking? How could she do that to you, to us? She just took off in the middle of the night, and the next thing we know, she's somewhere halfway between Vegas and Reno, and all of our savings have been gambled away. By the time we finished filing a missing persons report, she'd wrapped our car around a tree, hopped on God knows what, and... I don't know. I just can't understand what she was doing running off like that. I mean, we both knew she had psychological issues, but I didn't think it would be possible for her to do something like that. I guess the warning signs were always there, but it's hard to know what was really going on in her head until it was, you know, too late. Yeah, you're right. She wasn't herself when she did it. And I did love her, but right now, I really fucking hate her. It's just so unfair what she's put you through, and you having to put up with it like this. The endless bills, the creditors constantly breathing down your neck, and all because of what she did. I know, Dad. No matter how bad things get, we'll still have each other. It's like you always say, we're a team. It's me and you against the world. I love you too, okay? You're the best dad in the whole world. My shirt? Oh, don't worry about it. It's just a tiny rip. You can barely see it. There's no need to replace it just yet. Yeah, you're right. I've been wearing the same three outfits for school all semester. I keep trying to vary them up, putting different pieces together, but I think the other kids are starting to notice. No. No one said anything, but some of my friends are starting to give me looks. At least I'm not in high school anymore. I swear those kids could smell blood in the water. You should have seen some of the way the girls in my class got bullied over the smallest things. Ugh, thank God I don't have to deal with that anymore. Yeah, I had my eye on this one summer dress I saw at the mall. It's really cute. But are you sure you want me to take this? Don't you think you should use some of it too? Are you absolutely sure? Well, okay. Thank you. I'll try to spend it wisely, so long as you promise to take better care of yourself too. I don't want you to neglect yourself because of me. Pinky promise? All right, it's a deal then. Hold on. I think I have a message from Sarah. Oh, wait, shit. Why isn't the thing turning off? Oh. Oh, God. You did not just see that. Tell me you didn't just see that. Oh, this is so embarrassing. Yeah, I was watching stuff. I mean, I was watching porn. Come on, Dad. It can't be that big of a shock, right? Everybody watches porn these days. It's not that big of a deal. I know you watch it too. I mean, I'm pretty sure you watch it too. It's okay. We're both adults. We can be honest about this that kind of thing, right? It's just sometimes I need to get away from it all. You understand, right? It's like an escape. It's just a fantasy. What was I watching? Dad, you shouldn't be asking me things like that. Come on. I mean, honestly. You really want to know? Okay, fine. I'll show you. It's pretty vanilla, to be honest. Not like some of the other stuff I've been... you know what? Never mind. The guy in the video? What about him? Yeah, he's a bit older than she is. I kind of like that. You know, older man, younger woman type stuff. I guess I just like the idea of being taken care of by an older partner like that. So what about you? What do you like to watch? Oh, now you clam up. No fair, Dad. I showed you mine, but you're not going to show me yours? Not appropriate. I think we're a little past appropriate by now, don't you think? Okay, won't push it. You know, I'm just glad you're not too weirded out by this. Things would be pretty awkward between us otherwise. But that's why I love you, Dad. You've always been so understanding and easy on the eyes. I mean, according to my friends, that is. Anyway, I know we're going through a rough patch right now, but we'll make it through no matter what because we've got each other. Yeah, that's true. We are still a long way off from breaking even, but we're going to have to make rent this month at least. Right? Dad? You're going to try for another loan? But didn't they turn you down twice already? I mean, that's one more reason why I shouldn't take this, right? You've worked a special deal out with them? Like a mortgage? Oh, I see. Yeah, I guess you're right. That kind of sounds like it might work, but I guess that also means you'll be locked into more payments for who knows how long. Thank you, Dad. I know you're really trying, and I want to do my best, too. I just wish there was some way we could bring in some extra cash. It would make things so much easier for us. Dad? What if we made a porno? You and me. Wait, don't freak out. Please don't go. Come back, please, and just sit on the bed with me. Just hear me out for a second, okay? Please. I know it sounds crazy, but I'm serious. What if we made some porn together? I'm telling you, we could make some quick cash if we just shot a couple of basic videos together. It doesn't have to be anything super complicated or over the top, and it'd be really helpful for us with our money situation. I should do it with my boyfriend instead. What boyfriend? It's not like the boys at school are lining up to date a broke girl. I'm sorry. I didn't mean for it to sound like that. Even if I had a boyfriend, I'm not sure I'd want to do something like this with him, if I'm being honest. My point is, I'd only do this with somebody I really trusted. Someone like you. It'll be okay if we don't think about it too much. It could just be like stress relief for both of us. Dad, I'm not stupid, okay? I know why relationships like this are frowned upon, but that's not us. I trust you. I know you'd never mistreat me. You can't. You won't damage me, I promise. I know that's what you're afraid of because you love me and I love you too. So please just think about it. And it's not like you're trying to get me pregnant, so we're not risking doing any harm to anything else, right? We don't even have to go all the way. I could just give you a hand job. That's not so bad, is it? No, it wouldn't be incest. It's more like mutual masturbation. We both do it all the time by ourselves anyway. It's not that big of a deal. Come on, Dad. You must have heard me. I know you were just being polite earlier when I told you I was taking a nap and you said that you were just at the door. You were just going along with it. I mean, it kind of turns me on that you were listening, even if you didn't mean to. I know you like to touch yourself too. I hear you sometimes, even though you try so hard to be quiet. When I was walking down the hall late last night, I heard you moaning. I was worried that you might be in pain or something, so I tiptoed over and peeked inside to see. And you were, well, you know. I even caught a glimpse of your cock. You have a really nice cock, Dad. And I kept standing outside your door listening to you pleasuring yourself, and I just couldn't help it. You seemed so far away from it all, so caught up in your own little fantasy, and it made me smile to see you happy like that. I'm just glad you were making so much noise. Otherwise, you would have heard me for sure. Because I was touching myself, too. I held my hand up against my mouth so you wouldn't hear me moaning as I knelt outside your door, coming my brains out and ruining my panties. It's not the first time either. And maybe it was just my imagination, but I thought I heard you moaning my name. And I'm like really flattered you think of me that way, Dad. Okay, I guess I'm way past the point of TMI here. I hope you're not too weirded out by it, but like I said, we both do it all the time by ourselves. So what difference does it make if it's your hand or mine that's stroking you? Don't forget, this was my idea. I'm okay with it. Really. Yeah, just a hand job. I promise, that's as far as it goes. Cross my heart. Wait. Really? You will? You'll shoot porn with me? Awesome. Thank you, Dad. Oh, thank you. Okay, all right. I should get into character. Just wait here, okay? I need to take care of a few things. I love you, Dad. Bye. Okay. Are you ready? Ta-da! What do you think? Cute, right? It's very daddy and princess, don't you think? Mm-hmm. The thigh highs and twin tails really sell it, if you ask me. Here, let me give you a better look. I borrowed some clothes from Janine, and she helped me with my makeup, too. No. I didn't tell her that you and I were planning to, you know, I just told her that I wanted to try camming. Lots of girls do that today, and a lot of girls call their boyfriends daddy nowadays, too. I don't know why. They just do. What can I say? Their audience really eats that up. I mean, read into that what you will. Yeah, that's gotta be it. A whole generation that grew up with daddy issues. Must be all that avocado toast. How do I know all this? I watch a lot of porn, okay, Dad? Like, a lot. And it's basically all over social media these days. It's gotten to the point where I'm starting to think that most things are basically porn masquerading as something else. If it's not in your face, it's being heavily implied pretty much everywhere you go. And most people still pretend that they don't consume it, even though nearly everyone does. Don't get me started, but I'll save that for my PhD thesis. Me? I think I've pretty much seen it all by now. Yep, it's just nonstop filth blasting through the inner tubes. I know, right? Not like back in your day, huh, old man? Sorry, I couldn't resist. But I just want to say, Dad, you're awesome. I can't believe you really agreed to do this with me. I know it's asking a lot of trust. I just wanted to make sure you're okay with it. And you're absolutely sure you're not freaked out by this. Okay, great. I just wanted to check in with you before we got started. All right, Dad, let's go make some porn. So, what should we do first? I was thinking maybe we should snap a few photos before we move to the making of the video. For like a profile page. I mean, I've been studying some poses, and I know the lighting's not great, but I can fix that on my computer. Let me just get into position on the bed. Okay, how's this? Good? And this? How about this pose? Is it sexy? Don't worry, I'm keeping my top on for now. Always leave him hungry for more. Got him? Great. Yeah, they look really good. Thanks, Dad. Okay, so now for the camera setup. I have an idea. You could put your phone up here on the shelf. And I think I still have my old digital camera around here somewhere. I know, Dad, I miss app, but I just couldn't bear to part with it. We recorded so many good memories with it over the years. Anyway, I could mount that on the tripod, and then you can shoot me using my phone. That way, we can get multiple angles at the same time. It'll really give the audience a show. Pretty neat, huh? No worries. I'll put it all together in post. You don't think one video is gonna be enough? Oh, yeah, I guess you got a point, but well, to tell you the truth, I've already laid some of the groundwork. How? Please don't get upset, Dad, but I've been doing some modeling online. Tasteful nudes, stuff like that. But what I really need is a video to help kick off my brand, so that's why I came up with this idea. It really helped take things to the next level, and it already will really help us with the money situation. I just know it. And there, camera's all set up. Hey, Dad, before we get started, I just want you to know something. I don't want you going into this thinking that I only came up with the idea out of desperation. I wouldn't have suggested it if I wasn't attracted to you. And I'm pretty sure you felt the same way about me, but I was scared to bring it up because I thought it might ruin our relationship. I'm so happy you see it me that way too. I was terrified that you'd look at me like I was a freak or something. So it's really okay, and I just, wanted to make sure you were okay with it too. Let me prove it to you. Give me your hand. Here, touch the front of my panties. You see how wet you've made me? I'm always like this around you. That's what you do to me, Dad. Are you ready? I think I am too. Just make sure you're recording, okay? Hey guys, it's me, Angel Dust. I've got a special treat for you all today. That's right, I'm making my first ever video with the help of a special friend. Say hi, Daddy. He's not much of a talker, but that's okay. Anyway, let's get him warmed up, shall we? Ooh, already so hard for me, Daddy. Were you as excited for this moment as I am? It sure feels like you're ready. Can I take it out? Thank you, Daddy. Wow. You're so big. You're so big, Dad. I mean, Daddy. Holy shit. I got a little sneak peek earlier, but it looks even bigger up close. So thick and veiny. It feels so warm in my hands. Does that feel good, Daddy? My soft hands slowly stroking you up and down like this. You're getting even harder for me. Do you want to go faster? Okay, Daddy. Not too fast, though. I don't want to make you come straight away. Is it okay if I lick it just a little bit? Please, Daddy. It looks so good. I just want to taste it. Please, please, can I? Thank you, Daddy. I love running my tongue up and down your cock like this, Daddy. It tastes so good. Can I kiss it? How's that? Do my lips feel good on your cock, Dad? I mean, Daddy. I love kissing your cock. Making out with it. Swirling my tongue around the head. Fuck, daddy. I'm so wet. I need to touch myself. Can I touch myself, please? Thank you, daddy. God, your cock is so perfect, daddy. I love sucking it like this. Seeing the way it pulses when my soft lips touch it. Running my soft, warm, wet tongue up against the tip. Fuck. I could just do this all night. Yeah, that's it. Slap it against my face just like that. Let me worship your balls too. Yeah. I bet they're so full of yummy cum for me. Right, daddy? Lots of sticky white cum for your little angel. Where do you want to come, daddy? In my mouth? Or my pretty face? Or somewhere else? Daddy, wait. Let me try something. How does that feel? Does it feel good when I rub my body up against yours like this, daddy? I can feel your hard cock pressing between my butt cheeks. That feels so good. Here, let me move it further down. You can slide it between my thighs, across my panties. Yeah, just like that. It's okay, Dad. It's just some outer course. It's perfectly fine. Oh, fuck. Daddy, that feels so good. Don't stop. Please don't stop. Oh, Daddy, my pussy feels so tingly. I need you to put it in, please. Just slide it in. I'm so fucking wet for you. Just pull my panties to the side and put it in. Please, 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 please. I need it. I need it really bad. Oh, it's okay, Dad. Just the tip. Just the tip. I promise it'll make you feel so good. Please put it in, Daddy. Please, please. Oh, my God. It's in me. You're fucking me. You really fucked me. It feels amazing. Stretching me out. Fuck. No. Keep going. Keep fucking me, Dad. Oh God, your cock is perfect. It's perfect for me. I love it. My, oh God, I'm gonna come. Daddy! Oh, Daddy, are you close? Wait, let me finish you off with my mouth. You're so swollen. You look like you're about to burst. That's okay, Daddy. Grab my hair. Push it deeper. Make me gag on it. I want to choke on your cock. More, please. More, please. More, Daddy. More cock, please, Daddy. Are you ready to come? Yeah. That's it. Come on me. I want you to come for me. Come for me, Daddy. I want you to paint my face with your cum. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fuck. Coming all over my face. So warm. Covered my face, Daddy. I can barely see anything. Mm. Well, that's all for now, guys. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Love you all. Whew, holy crap, that was great. You did amazing, Dad. Okay, you can stop recording now. I think we've got everything we need. Hey, do you mind if I have a shower first? Yeah, you got me good. My face is a mess. Not to mention my hair. You really got into character there towards the end, Dad. Did you enjoy yourself? I mean it. I'm just glad I could make you feel that good. Yeah, I really enjoyed it too. Okay, I'm gonna hit the shower and then I'm gonna do some editing. I'll let you know when I've posted the video. Mwah. Thanks, Dad. You're the best. Hey, Dad. Welcome home. Did you have a good day at work? Me? Well, school was, you know, school, it's whatevs. Hey, come here, sit on the couch with me. Let me grab my laptop. I'm just going to check our video real quick and see how it's doing. Let's see. To tell you the truth, I was too nervous to take a look last night. I wonder if we got any traffic. Holy shit. Is that the view count? Oh my God, our video is really blowing up. The thing's like going fucking viral. Here, Dad, look, that's insane, right? And just the preview? I wonder how many people paid for the full version. This just might be enough to cover our, okay. Wow. We're covered. We're more than covered. This thing sold like crazy, not to mention the ad revenue we're generating. I know, we did it. Here, we're up top. Oh, I love you, Dad. I wonder what got people so fired up, though. I mean, this never happens with new videos. Let me take a look at the comment section. Oh. It looks like someone started a rumor that we're, you know, actually father and daughter, and it, like, just spread like wildfire. Sorry, I'm a bit flustered. And that, I guess we're like incest influencers or something now. Oh my God, can you imagine if we made more of these? Okay, let's just take it easy for now. I think we've earned it. How about a movie night? It's been so long since we've had a chance to cuddle together on the couch. I get to pick the movie though, and you have to put up with it, mister. Now, I don't know about you, but I think we should celebrate our first daddy-daughter porn video with some nice takeout, don't you think? Oh, yes. I could really go for some Chinese. Let me call the restaurant. You know, I think I'll hit the mall tomorrow with Sarah and Janine and see if I can find some new sexy clothes. What for? Silly daddy, for our next porno, of course.